So the combination of breath and yoga and sound healing together is a really dynamic trio for healing. And it's powerful stuff. So if you are game for it today, I'd really love to offer just slight movement, light movement, and then a breath ceremony, a facilitation of breath work with the sound healing as well. Are you guys down for that? Shaking heads. Sure. Yeah. You bet. Okay, good. So I just wanted to give you that lens because, you know, it's interesting to know why you do these things, right? Anyone in here pregnant? Anyone in here have any conditions other than some of the teacher trainers that I know? Teacher trainees? Yeah. Anything that I need to know about your bodies? No? Okay, good. Good, so everyone's game. So what we'll do is we'll just start with light movement. If you can go and grab a bolster, two blocks, a bolster, two blocks, and have a blanket as well. That's what we'll need for now. Okay. Bolster, blanket, two blocks. So you place your block like this on the ground, make a little shelf, you put the bolster right on top of it. Okay. So that way you can lie down on it. If you're bonier in your body like I am, I like to put a blanket right in front of that bolster. Okay. And then you lie down, put your sacral area right up against that bolster, you lie down. Now, a lot of us yesterday, we were in a training back bend, so some people's backs might feel a little tender today. If that's you, you can have your legs straight forward, it'll just be easier on your back. If you're open to a hip opener, knees bend out to the side, soles of the feet come together. And if your hips are tight, you can support your knees with blankets. I could come around and support you with blankets as well if you need that. So you get to choose which one you'd like to do. Arms will be open, palms towards the sky. And I'll come around and help. Of the body, what it's doing in space. And if you feel uncomfortable, like if there's something going on in your spine, your back, just let me know and I can come around and support you. In fact, Deborah, you can bend your knees and put your feet on the floor. That'll feel better for you. Nope, feet down and around. Yeah. And as you're tuning into your body, really we're tuning into our breathing, right? Start to feel how the breath moves into your nose and out through your nose. And as you do that, how you can soften your whole body. Healing starts in our bodies through relaxation, which is why the power of yin, the power of restorative, it's so popular these days because of that reason. We know that when we relax, our body goes into healing. And as you're coming here on a Sunday morning post full moon, it's actually still the full moon in the
emotional healing. And specifically around the sacral chakra, sexual center. This is our area of balance between the masculine and the feminine energies within us. And this is an area that holds a lot of negative energy for some, shame, guilt, past relationship, maybe even issues with our mothers and our fathers. And that's a lot to kind of bring up all at once. But that doesn't mean it has to be ugly, negative, or anything like that. There's a lot of creativity and sensuality and beauty that comes with the challenges that we bring into our existence and our life. So as we can move with our breath into our pelvises and into that place of maybe change, adaptability, flexibility, creativity, we can use our breath as a method of expansion, as a method of also surrender to whatever is arising, and just really finding compassion for your body, finding compassion for yourself. Bothering you at all, feel free to lift your knees and have your feet on the floor so your knees are bent. Water, the fire, the air. And imagine a cord dropping down deep into the soil, the earth, into the rocks, the shale, the crystal beds of the air. This is how we draw in our energy. We draw in our vitality through the earth, through this body, and through this breath. So you might imagine drinking in energy and vitality through the base of your spine. Getting more deeply connected. This area is about safety and our basic needs being met so that we can trust life and all of its challenges and changes. Good. And then inhale, take your arms all the way up to the sides, turn the palms open, lift your arms all the way up, and as you exhale, bring your hands back down to your heart. It's like you're sweeping in energy. Inhale, arms raise out to the sides. Exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Inhale, sweep the arms out and up. Exhale, hands to the heart center. Inhale, sweep the arms out and up. Exhale, bring your hands down to the heart center. This time, inhale, sweep the arms up. Pull the arms up. As you exhale, lower your right arm down, left arm up and over the ear, side bend like a tree. Inhale, bring the arms up. Exhale, left arm down, right arm over. It's like you're swaying. Inhale, raise up. Exhale, over to the right. Inhale, up. Exhale, over to the left. Inhale, up. And just do this like a dance. Exhale. Inhale. Thank you. that bolster, and all of us could be on bolsters if we want to. It's just easier on the body. So the next exercise that we'll do is hands will come to the knees. The chest is going to come forward in a concave variety. It's almost a cat-cow version in the back bend. And then as you exhale, it'll go concave, convex, concave, right? So pulling back through the sternum, pressing the sternum forward. And this is actually tilting your pelvis forward and back. Okay, so you don't have to do this with your arms. I always just do, although that's kind of nice. Ah. I always learn new things in my body. But we'll do that. That's kind of nice. It's like hugging a tree and then, you know, imagining that tree with you. Use your breath. So inhales are opening, expansive. Exhales are drawing inward, relaxation, contraction. Never be careful here. Don't overdo it because your pelvis is attached onto our back bones. It's like sipping in more air and exhaling as well. Feel that breath. Pause on the exhales. I like that image of a tree. Hugging a tree. Good practice. Then we'll pause in the center. Just try to get an alignment with your spine. Turn your palms face up. Deep breaths in and out through the nose. Slight constriction at the base of the throat. Breathing in pranayama, ujjayi pranayama. Good. And now turn your palms down to your knees. Take your whole body over to the right in a circle. So now you're circulating your pelvis. These are supi rolls. You can go really slow. Articulate through the spine. And what I mean by that is I want you to feel that your spine is moving, right? And the pelvis is moving in the circle. And little movement might have stagnation in the hips, so you can pause in any spot and breathe. So I'm just going to pause in my spot and I'm just going to breathe in. Send energy to that constriction, constraint, anything that feels less than optimal, fun, pleasurable. You want to feel comfortable for poses. Something doesn't feel good, attend to it. Use your breath. And then you might go the other direction as well. We have our spots that feel maybe pain, or maybe we're holding on to something from the past, or old injury. Our tissue, our body holds on to our old emotions and our old traumas in the connective tissue and the fascia of the body. It's like a memory bank. So if you pause, maybe there's an image that arises. Just have compassion for that. Just say thank you. Thank you, body, for showing me where you need to heal. Okay. tissues around while you're doing this, because I know sometimes people get snotty. So just start doing that. First, two fingers down to the palm. And if that's hard in your hands, then you can just take all your fingers down to the palm. And we have a few tissues currently. So I'm just going to offer a few tissues here. Palms face up, index finger and thumb will touch the other leaf. Inhale. So what it is it's a three-part breath. It's called the yogic three-part breath. Some people call it transformational breathwork. There's many different types out there. Some are holotropic, some are, there's something called clarity breathwork. There's a variety of different ones. This one is not about starving yourself of oxygen. This is around pulling in more oxygen and creating a relaxation in your body. Because relaxation is where you heal. So even though it's a different breath pattern than you might be used to, it is not to be too intense. Okay, so what I mean by that is we have two different sections, let's say, to our lungs, bottom lungs and top lungs. The way that this breath works is you breathe into the bottom area of your lungs, which feels like your belly. It feels like a tire around your belly, a life preserver, I like to think of it as. And then it pauses here around mid-sternum. And then you continue to breathe to the upper lungs, which is like another tire around your heart. So it sounds like this, it's all through the mouth. Pause. Pause. Exhale. Notice it's even, right? I'm not going, I see people try to do that, they're like hyperventilating. It's not all about hyperventilating, okay? So it's a smooth, steady, rhythmic, almost like Ujjayi, but split the inhale into two parts. And if you could put your hand up, imagine you're breathing into a mirror. You want to fog a mirror, right? So you go like this. That's how you want to feel the breath. So now put one hand on your belly, one hand on your chest, and breathe like you're fogging that mirror.
Body will tremor to shake up and release things.
totally fine. So just let your body do what your body wants to do. Twitch, shake. That's the body's way of healing. And you might get numb in your hands and your feet, and that's totally normal too. Okay, so you can start your breath. I'm just going to come around, and I might have you specifically work deeper in certain areas if I see that maybe you're not in your chest or not in your belly. So just start exhaling, and then inhale to the belly. Pause at the sternum, continue that inhale up to the chest, exhaling everything all the way out in one breath, all through the mouth. Inhale to the belly center, pausing mid sternum, continuing up to the chest, and exhaling out. And the intention again is as we inhale, instead of getting too constricted or contracted when we inhale, is to soften around the trapezius muscle, around the chest. So you can hear your breath. You can hear that you're breathing. Inhale, belly, pause mid-sternum, all the way up to the collarbones, and then maybe go a little bit more to your chest, yeah. To the upper chest. Yeah. Just watch it. Inhale, belly. Inhale, here. Yeah, there you go. Exhale. And our body, you know, some of us are belly breathers, some of us are chest breathers. So you might find it harder to do one or the other area. Just opening up that portal. Release the breath. Take a deep inhale and an exhale to recover. Very good. And then begin the breath pattern again. Inhale to the belly, pausing at the sternum. Inhale to the chest. Exhale all the way out through your mouth. And so continue that breath. Thank you. deepening.
Thank you.
open your whole body in Shavasana. Breathe deeply into your body to fill with source of light. So now just calm the breath, relax completely, and stay alert. And now a more calm and clarified emotional state of peace. Focusing on a radiant field of light that underlies and pervades the entirety of nature. Dwelling within the causal body and the presence of the soul. Tapping into your nature of light and love. Feeling that jewel that resides within the center of the body, the radiant diamond of perfection. And you might in this moment just open the heart as if you felt a golden lotus within your own heart. Inhaling the aroma of that deep fire. And you might follow that lotus through the body into the crown and all the way out, extending beyond your body into the intuitive plane of Buddhic nature and higher consciousness. rest of you are on a bolster, feel free to put your feet on the bolster if your knees bent. Take your right arm alongside your right ear. All the way back towards the back wall, extending it back behind you, and that will be your pillow as you roll over to the right with your legs into fetal position. This is a very deep practice breathwork, so when we come up, we will just make our way through the space gently, softly, with care. My cards are in the front of the lobby, and I say that only because if something came up for you and you'd like to process it, because we don't have time or class to do it, you are more than welcome to call me, text me, or email me at any time and say, "Hey, Nicole, I'd like to talk about this thing that happened. Can you let me know what this means if that's you, if that's what you need?" I'm totally happy to do that for you. So closing the container with lots of love, with lots of grace, peace, and safety. May your day be filled with joy as you release whatever you needed to release. And that you may see that thing that you are so desiring and yearning within your own heart start to percolate and unfold with the magic of your breath. Coming up when you're ready, take seated position. Place our hands on our heart, whether you wrap your hands or place them in prayer, it's up to you. Feeling all the vitality that hopefully has come to your body, all the prana, all of the source energy that we're made of into the body, almost like filling up at the gas station, a car. Allow that to really fill you up. And if something comes up, know that that's part of the process, emotional energy. It's like a wave, so it'll come and go. So allow whatever comes up to come up. If it's sadness, grief, pain, let it out. That's how you feel. Or if it's joy, abundance, and prosperity, great, celebrate it. Whatever it is, celebrate it. Take a deep breath. We're all together. Inhale. Oh. If you need anything, let me know.